And once again, good morning here on the mighty 690 KGGF. Connor Harbin here with you today. Of course, it's now time for Ask the Expert. I've got Charles Skank with us here today from Skank Insurance LLC in both Coffeyville and Independence. Now, before we jump into things here, just a reminder that you can give them a call. The phone line's open right now at the moment in Independence. Give them a call, 620-331-8800. So, of course, I've got Charles Skank with me here today. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Connor. Good to be with you. Hope Kyle is doing well. The verse I have for the day is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. It says, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his glory, eternal glory, by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." That's a comforting verse. Although there is suffering for a while, he will make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle. That's a comforting verse for this day.
Absolutely, and thank you for that, Charles. So what do we have to talk about here today?
Well, first of all, I want to start off by just commenting or recognizing the conflict, war in Ukraine, Russia area, and it just reminds us of how uncertain life can be, and my prayers are with especially Ukraine, the people of Ukraine. I've known missionaries there and had different ones, and it's just unbelievable that the world is experiencing this. And for our clients, our specialty is to help people to put their hard-earned nest egg, their hard-earned money, in a place where it's safe from volatility. And right now there's a lot of volatility. While the market has been going up, it also has experienced some downs lately. And it's likely, with all the uncertainty, who knows what it's going to face in the future. And uncertainty becomes a bigger and bigger deal as we get older. And especially when it comes to our financial circumstances, uncertainty costs us sleep, it costs us peace of mind. And while we're trying to retire or stay retired, if our money is in a place where it's uncertain and where it can experience more volatility than we're up to handling, then that can be a real negative for a retiree or somebody that's close to retiring. And uncertainty in the stock market affects younger people differently than it does older people. Younger people have the time to recover. Younger people don't have the same amount of money, nearly the same amount of money that a retired or somebody that's close to retiring should have. And so risk, you know, it's okay. We can take it. But as we get closer to retirement, that uncertainty becomes more more pronounced. And Will Rogers had a saying that says, "I am more concerned with the return of my money than the return on my money." And I don't know how old he was when he gave that quote, but obviously he was at a place where he wasn't chasing returns as much as anymore as he was chasing safety and wanting a place where his money could be safe and secure, and that he's going to know that he's going to get it back. Many people that went through the stock market crash in 2000, 2001, 2008, found that they had to make different retirement plans. They either had to come out of retirement, they had to get a second job, they had to cut back, their retirement plans had to adjust because of the losses that they experienced in the stock market. And, you know, there's a saying of what goes up must come down. And as of lately, everybody's portfolios in the market pretty much have been on a rise largely. But are we counting on that rise to continue to happen for us to be able to stay retired? If we are, that could be a dangerous position, a risky position. So I just want to encourage our listeners to evaluate what risk means to them. And one thing to remember is what your advisor thinks is risky or safe might be different from your definition of risky or safe. And I've talked to people and they say, oh, my advisor told me that my money is safe. And then I look at their portfolio and there's multiple risk that they're experiencing, but they were told it was safe. Safe is a place where either you cannot experience loss or your losses are defined going in. Maybe no more than 2 or 5% loss or whatever the set amount is. And a question to ask the person you're working with is, how much can I lose in my position? How much, you know, on the worst day, how much of this can I lose? And if your money's in the market, then there's no question that there's the possibility of loss. And so we help our clients position their money in a place where it is not subject to loss, where the market can go down, but their money will not go down. And we do that through insurance products. We do that through accounts that have guarantees. We do that with companies, some of whom are over 100 years old and have a track record of protecting and keeping their clients' money safe. And so I would encourage you to evaluate how much risk am I really at. And a lot of times people don't, maybe really haven't looked at, okay, on the worst day, what would it look like? But it's a good idea to evaluate that, because of all the uncertainty, we don't know what lies ahead. And it's a good idea to be prepared.
Absolutely. And of course, a lot of great info as always, Charles. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back in just a moment and we'll keep talking about other various topics that he has today. But of course, do remember the phone lines are open back at their office in Independence, 620-251-8800. So make sure you do give them a call over there. If you've got any questions here today, 620-331-8800. So we'll be back here in 1 minute. Listening to Ask the Experts here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Do you remember that anniversary date or birthday? If not, then you don't have the new KGGF KUSN KQQF 2022 desk calendar. We're here to help, because the 2022 KGGF KUSN KQQF desk calendar is available and free. Pick up your free calendar today in Coffeyville at Haynes Greenhouses, Rocky Hill Auto Salvage, and Gillum Retail Liquor. Or in Independence at Roman Chevrolet Buick, CPR Pest Management, Prairie Land Partners, and Skank Insurance. You can also get your free desk calendar in Neodesha at Morningstar Care Homes or Wilson County Medical Center's Foundation Office, and in Edna at S&S Lumber and Metal Sales. Of course, you can stop by here at the radio station and get one too. You'll always know what day it is all year long with the new 2022 KGGF KUSN KQQF desk calendar. Pick up your free calendar today.
And again, back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, Connor Harbin here with you again with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance, LLC. Ask the Expert. Give him a call over at their Independence office, 620-331-8800. So before we went to break, we talked a little bit about risk and loss and just making sure that you're all set and ready to go there. But Charles, what else do we have to talk about here today?
Continuing on that topic, I've talked to people, and everybody sort of wonders, you know, I have this much money. I have this much saved, and how much is it compared to what others have saved? You know, it's hard to know. A lot of people are private when it comes to what they have saved and what they have going on in their financial world. And if we're not careful, we can continually think that what we have saved is not enough. And we always need just to save a little bit more. John D. Rockefeller was asked one time, how much money are you planning to get? How much money are you trying to get? And his answer was, just one more dollar. Just one more dollar. And he already had millions and millions, probably billions, but he just wanted one more dollar. And if we're not careful in trying to just save a little bit more than what we have, we can put our whole nest egg at risk just to gain another percent, another 5%, another amount that is. And if we're not careful, we can find our place where we're in a losing position because we weren't satisfied with what we have. And I have found that the people that are overly concerned about how much they save for retirement are better off than the people that aren't concerned. That's just sort of my experience. And so if you're overly concerned, I would encourage you to step back and say, you know what? At some point, I've got to say, when is enough? When is enough enough? And there's a saying out there that says, pigs get fat, but hogs get slaughtered. So pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. And it's a good idea to evaluate where you're at, take a really good hard look at it, decide when safety is the number one priority, and then act accordingly. And so today, if you are watching the ticker tape at the bottom of the TV and wondering what the stock market's doing and how it's doing is of great concern to you, maybe if you're concerned about even opening your statements when they come in the mail because you're concerned about losses or you don't even understand them, if those things are affecting you emotionally, if those things are taking life away from you, what I would encourage you to do is to talk to us. And we can help you with the safety portion of your portfolio. Now, a lot of people turn to bonds when it comes to the safety portion of their portfolio. And to me, it's safer than stocks. But bonds can lose money. And when your money is in bonds, in this interest rate environment, you're going to make a negligible, maybe 1 or 2 or less percent, and they can lose money. And on top of that, you're being charged a fee to have those bonds. And so in almost all cases. So the market's solution for safety is inferior and not as good as the solution that we have for safety. And so I would encourage you, if these things are on your mind, to call our office, 620-331-8800, and we can run a retirement preparedness scenario for you. We can look at your situation, look at what you have, look at the risk that you're experiencing, and position in such a way that no matter what happens, the stock market goes down or all these things, you know, happen, that your money is safe, guaranteed, and protected. And so that's what I would encourage you to think about today as we look at all the uncertainty and look at everything that's going on in the world. As a way of announcement, Connor, the Farm and Home Show, I think you've been advertising on the radio. It's coming up. Yes. March 4th and 5th, and we're going to have a booth there. I want to invite our listeners. We're going to be giving away coffee mugs and some other stuff. And we're just excited to be there and hoping that you all can join us. Come up, introduce yourself, and we'll be glad to see you guys.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to, again, the Farm and Home Show. Going to be there March 4th and 5th. Of course, you can see the guys from Skank Insurance. A lot of other booths there as well. And, of course, you can also meet us, the on-air talent. I know
right.
A lot of people are always excited about that. But anyway, Charles, thank you so much for stopping by here today. Always a whole lot of great information for the people out there. And, of course, look forward to seeing you next Monday.
Thank you very much, Kyle.
Again, once again, you can give him a call.
Connor.
620-331-8800. I know I'm not in here a lot. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and move on here. We got Fox News coming up in just a couple of minutes. And then after that, well, we'll take you through a quick break. And when we get through said break, it's time for Open Line right here on the Mighty 690 KGGS.